This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, listen up, gentlemen. Or ladies, I guess, yeah. But mostly
okay.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
If you're thinking about proposing, Valentine's Day obviously is a day that you just...
It's a very romantic day.
Mm-hmm. A day for love. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me help you all out. Don't do it.
Why?
There's a question out on the interweb. Is it tacky? I don't even care about that part, but we can examine that. Is it tacky?
It wouldn't be my preferred
correct
day.
Hack?
He's sweating.
Oh my God.
I phone a friend.
Did you propose on Valentine's? Oh my God, he proposed on Valentine's Day.
It was the day after. It was February.
You
was,
proposed on Valentine's
did
Day.
Did you forget?
It was just at midnight or something. You'd been out all night and then you're like, oh, that's right.
No, it was February 15th. So I was a DJ. So I DJ Friday, Saturday nights. And back then I had a gig and money was very tight. And so I was like, I need to work a gig. She understood. I said, we'll go out the next day. We'll go out the 15th for Valentine's. And that, yeah, that's
so
what,
you proposed,
that's what I proposed
on your Valentine's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But everyone else was thrown off the scent because it was like, oh, that's over.
Yeah, that's the 15th.
You know? Yeah. I was kind of the farthest away from Valentine's Day, if you look at it.
Literally not the farthest.
300 and, well, the net. Yeah.
Was she surprised?
I think she was. I did a lot of weird stuff with it. I kind of dropped the ball.
You admit it.
I dropped the ball a
little
bit.
You didn't do a scavenger hunt.
No.
You didn't take her to all the places you've kissed her or boinked her.
No.
You didn't.
Why would you want to? Yeah. No.
No, you've never seen that. I do think that's kind of cute. Like you just.
No.
It's not a you scavenger hunt where you got to find them all, but it's like. Like we
Here's
jump in the
back
car.
Of the bar, honey.
Well, yeah. Like you drive her to Wash Park and you go. You just. It's like, let's go for a walk. And you're walking and then you stop at that one park bench. You go, this is the first place we ever made out. And it's like, oh, that's cute. And it's like,
what
let's
if
go
you
grab
don't
some
remember?
Lunch.
Or what if you get it wrong and you're like, that wasn't me, that was some other
correct.
Girl.
So that is a swing that you gotta know. Women can pull that off much more than men. We remember where we boinked you though. We just don't remember like the non because you guys are like, it's the anniversary of the first time you ever held my hand. You're like, what? I got what? How would I remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's too specific.
Yeah, I don't. Or it's the first time you told me my eyes were pretty and you're like, okay. Remember we were at the, and you're like, I don't.
But that beanbag in the dorm room, I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't do any of those
tropes or cliches. We went to dinner. So it's the day after. I think it was a Sunday, if I remember right. It was a Sunday. We went to dinner and I remember having the ring in my, like, my overcoat, and it's in a huge box. Weirdly,
yeah,
which
hard to hide.
We need to fix that somehow as a society, yep. Like get a smaller box. But then after dinner, okay.
Sorry. sorry for throwing you off on that. Just letting everybody know I was looking for a smile.
After dinner, I knew she loved carousels, and I had a carousel rented out for like a private, we were going to go around the carousel, and I was going to propose. But
are you trying to be classy?
That's really cute.
You
kind
mean merry-go-round, right?
No, those are different.
It's exactly the same.
No, yeah, they're different.
It is a carousel. It's called the Heritage Carousel. It's in Des Moines.
They're different. I don't think carousels go up and down as well. With
not
the,
all the horses do.
Not all, but they have some merry-go-rounds I think are literally just around. They're what's
does
not,
one go clockwise and one go counterclockwise? Please text into three. If
we had this same conversation as I was down on one knee. Is this a carousel or a merry-go-round?
Well, if it's called that, but that doesn't mean it's right. 303-222-5423. You had it backwards.
No.
They're the same.
Yeah, they're the same.
Oh. So what you are trying to say, a friend of mine just taught me this. I forget the last words. You were right. I was wrong. I love you. Something, something, something.
Wait, are you being serious? There's like a saying?
Yeah, you're supposed to say something. It's like a way to like, or maybe it's just in their family they do that. But it's like, this is the moment where you're just like, dang it, I was like, but you haven't done the sorry part to me or told me that I was right. You were right. I was wrong. I love you.
I'm not seeing anything on Google that continues
okay, I'm
that.
I'm going to text that person. Okay. You were right. I was wrong. I love you. Let's bone. No, but no, I don't want you to no. say that. But it's like, it's something. You were right. I was wrong.
Interesting
I feel like
it's family. It's not that. It's like, let's move on or something. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. All
anyway,
right.
Carousel's merry-go-rounds. Okay. Turns out.
So I knew that's where we were going, but I knew she would know. She would pick up where we were going. So it's so tacky. It's cringy. I blindfolded her and I drove around for a while.
In a small town, you try
well,
to throw
Des Moines.
Her.
There's like
Des Moines.
Five turns there, yeah. So she wouldn't.
She ended
know.
Up getting a little car sick.
As she would. Oh my God, you dumbass!
No. Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, you didn't think it
I
through.
I wanted to throw her off, but I think to answer Aaron's question, I think she kind of knew. Okay, well, something's happening. Like he doesn't
blindfold me on the reg.
Yeah. Most of my dates don't. Yeah. So, and then we ended up there, and it was the day. I remember the day being so cold. It was like just frigidly cold. And we went to breakfast with her family the morning of. And of course, they didn't know that I was going to do it that day. I'd asked for their permission and all that, but they didn't know it was the plan. And her dad just kept going like, man, it is so cold out there. I would not want to be outside today.
Shut
like,
up, dude.
You do
oh
anything
God.
To stay
Shut
inside
up,
all
dude.
Day. Like, I would,
Stop talking.
It's going to get even worse tonight. Tonight's going to be even colder.
Can you imagine being on a carousel?
I know. I was like, shut up. And I kept being like, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. A nice jacket, maybe a
If you're
scarf.
Blindfolded, that keeps your eyelids warm.
So I think it was tacky overall, probably okay. a little. I would have changed a couple things. I'd be smoother with it now.
Well, if you're on your way to a proposal, like if you're thinking of this, okay, here's all I'm saying. Tacky or not, don't do it.
Not on the day itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or even on the celebration of that day. And let me tell you why. Pull up a chair.
Okay. Why?
Because if you've proposed to her on a random Tuesday, when you break up, that's your ring. You get it back.
Oh.
But if you propose to her on Valentine's Day, that's her Valentine's gift, and she gets to keep it. So take it from somebody who should have a pile of rings laying around.
No.
Don't do it on her birthday, Christmas.
Okay.
Easter.
Wow.
Immaculate Conception.
That's so sad.
They don't teach you this in school at all.
Valentine's Day. Don't do it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.